I got involved with the Iditarod 5 years ago when our family moved here from Anchorage. Mostly because my kids love the dogs, and they, I've got two girls, and they loved running the dogs down. They're both in cross country running, and they would run the dogs down, and then I would help pet the dogs and get them settled and give them their hay and all of that, and their help the mushers if the mushers needed food or directions somewhere. And loved that. And now my kids are graduating, and here I am still coming out because it's so much fun. I'm here today involved with Iditarod because I've got one more kiddo here who loves to do this. And even if he wasn't here, I'd still be coming here just because it's so much fun as a big community to get together and see the dogs coming in and track them coming through. And it's so exciting to get your favorite musher and cheer them on and to have them come through and sit and chat with you, which we can't really do because of COVID this year. But that's a super fun part of Iditarod that we really like. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences, other than having just the excitement of being here and watching the dogs come through, is probably seeing the, or visiting with the people that come as the fan clubs. You know, you walk into the hall and you stand there and just kind of absorb everything, and you hear languages like all over the world. You'll hear Chinese over here and Japanese here and Russian here and Norwegian, and it's just fascinating that these guys come from all over the world and then follow all the trail, following their favorite mushers along. It's just hysterical fun.
Oh.
Some things you know for sure, and I know that God is good all the time.